That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to The New Next, a podcast that addresses current events and how they will impact the future.
It's just a quick note on the debates. I still haven't watched it. And I don't know if I will. Like Vivek Ramaswamy, or Vivek Ramaswamy, is definitely the most interesting candidate, I believe, in the Republican Party, besides Trump. DeSantis also, I've made my feelings known on him before. I think he's a wolf in sheep's clothing. And Vivek also has, he made quite a amount of money from the pharmaceutical industry, which most people do. Chris Christie on that stage also. And then a lot of the rest of them, like Nikki Haley, for instance, have made their money in recent years advocating for things like war in Ukraine and defense contractors. I don't really care. And maybe I'll watch it later on, but the political show, I think, is weird in the U.S. right now. I think a lot of people are jumping from hope to hope, whoever fits their narrative at a given time. That's why you have seen DeSantis go from head-to-head to almost third place in recent months as people found out who he actually was. And not saying that he's a horrible person, but I think his policies of banning and canceling people are some of the things that turn people off for what we've seen over the last 10 years. If anybody has seen the debate and wants to give me their feedback, I'd be interested in hearing it. I'd be interested also in see Joe Biden debate anybody. That would be quite interesting. So it's a little alarming sometimes. Pretending that the president doesn't have dementia or something going on, it doesn't mean that he's unnaturally healthy for his age, but he is 80 and has had a stroke and I believe brain aneurysms in the past. To not be realistic about what this is and whether or not he's really able to be a commander in chief is, I think it's ill-guided. And, it's kind of, there's so many scenarios that could happen within the next year, but I don't think it's a non-zero chance that we don't have a true election next year in the United States, kind of like Ukraine did. Zelensky didn't have to go through election because they were in the middle of war. So there's a lot of mechanisms that can be triggering a martial law in the U.S. That's crazy to think about it, but as a non-zero probability, it's a real scenario. And if you want to be accurate about potential outcomes, you have to be accurate about the ones that seem crazy or are unlikely also.